Hi everybody, this is Gadsad. There are many ways by which we could fight back against the indoctrination of our children. And when I say children, I don't just mean our university-aged children, but I also mean our high school children and our elementary school children, because the brainwashing begins very early. And so today I wanted to read to you an email that I sent out approximately an hour ago to the principal of my children's school. Whenever I get to a point that either identifies the principal by name, the school by name, or my child by name, I will either pass it or say XXX. So here we go. Subject heading is BLM avatar of XXX science teacher on Google Classroom. So my children have a science teacher who, as the avatar for her, interaction on the platform, has BLM. So, dear Mrs. XXX, this is addressed to the principal of the school. I hope that this email finds you well. I am XXX Sad's dad. I have been reticent to send you this email because I realize that you've been facing a logistical nightmare running the school under these COVID realities and hence did not want to add to your to-do list. But now that enough time has expired in the new term, I need to share an important concern. As you know, this is the first time that I write you in the years that XXX has been at your wonderful school, so this is hardly a frivolous matter. I was advised that XXX teacher has a BLM avatar in the Google Classroom platform. This is deeply problematic and inappropriate on several dimensions. One, teachers should not be advertising their personal political views during the commission of their pedagogic responsibilities. Teach science and leave your personal politics outside of the realm of young children's minds. As a professor, I never advertise my political preferences in my university classes. I certainly weigh in on political matters, albeit outside the service of my pedagogic slash professorial responsibilities. Two, BLM is hardly a noble organization. While we would all agree that, quote, Black Lives Matter, BLM is a Marxist and black supremacist organization that has deep hatred of white people. Do you think that it is appropriate for a teacher to advertise this to children, many of whom are white? Here's a clip that I published on my channel regarding the types of positions espoused by BLM supporters. I will put the link at the end of this clip for you to go through it. Clearly, XXX class has many white children. Should they be held in such disregard? Bottom line, in a free society, people could support any political party or not. But these political preferences should not be shoved down the throats of 11-year-old children. I would kindly ask you to ensure that such indoctrination be expunged from your school. Let's teach our children how to write, how to do mathematics, how to think, and not which political group they should or should not support. Again, the teacher has every right to love BLM, but she does not have the right to indoctrinate my children with her political views. Thank you for attending to this matter. Warm regards, Dr. Gatsad, Professor. So there you have it, folks. A polite email, a firm one, that clearly enunciates the rationale behind my writing this email. I don't need to get hysterical. I don't need to get angry. I simply share the positions and then I wait for a reply. I'll keep you posted. Remember, activate your inner honey badger. Don't walk away from anyone who tries to infringe a millimeter of your rights in any context. Cheers, everybody.